Solihull Sharks head coach Martin Grubb. Martin, job done, one win, and set yourself up for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was ever going to be an easy game, Craig. Billingham rightly so had their tails up after a great weekend, last weekend for them. And I thought the first 10 minutes or so, even though we scored first, they were better than us. They came with the momentum, they were hungry. We made I thought we were just a bit sloppy and made some mistakes. But obviously we got ourselves 3-1 up at the end of the first, and it's kind of job done there in terms of that first period. But then we got a little bit sloppy, and it was a bit too back and forward for me as a coach. But like you say, ultimately, you've got to get the job done. You can't win trophies without getting to finals, and you know, obviously we're delighted in the end that we managed the game. I thought we had a good third period, and obviously we got a chance to play for another trophy tomorrow.
From the outside, a couple of times that Billingham did threaten to get close, your guys just maybe stepped on the gas a little bit more, particularly the start of the third, those two quick goals, and that was the tie done and dusted.
Yeah, I mean, I thought at 4-1 we were cruising, but I think that was, from a player's point of view, a bit of a bad thing, because I think they thought we were cruising and a bit too comfortable. We gave up that second goal, which was not a good goal from my point of view. And we talked about a good start, getting that the first goal in the third period was huge. If it goes away at Billingham, the momentum swings, if we get it, which we obviously did, and then we got a second one quick. Yeah, for there it's about leaning on the experienced guys, about making good decisions, about puck management, and just making sure that you do everything you can, keep Billingham to the outside and make a final, and obviously we managed to do that, and we're obviously delighted with it.
And the second semi-final is about half an hour away. Are you staying to watch, or do you know enough about the two teams to prepare for tomorrow's game regardless?
I mean, we might catch a period depending on what the setup of the bus is, but I think in the whole league we've seen each other enough. I think we know these two teams. I think it'll be a good game. Yeah. I think on paper it can go any ways, and we really need to rest, recover, and focus solely on ourselves to be ready to play tomorrow, regardless of who makes the final. And obviously, be ready to challenge for a chance to win our second trophy of the year. So it's a good luck to these two teams, and we'll look after ourselves.
And just a quick word about the NIHL North Division 1 as a whole. We've said a few times this year it's been ultra competitive, and the playoff finals have kind of just borne that out.
Definitely, as you say, we've discussed this personally and on interviews before. We want a league that anybody can beat anybody, and I think this year we've got that from Nottingham, who, yeah, you can say they're a bottom team, but they've done their best season in a long time. Blackburn have had some results. The Stars have had a young team, and you know, and they've improved so much and then got to the final four. The top end's been competitive. My hope now is that we can build on what we've got, that the teams can almost try and keep the players they've got and build on it, and the supporters get an even better product, because I think sometimes hockey in the North's forgotten about it. As you say, this final four weekend showcases there's a lot of talent in our league. And long may that continue, and we can build on it.
Once again, many congratulations on the win, and best of luck in the final.
Thanks, Craig, appreciate it.
Captain Michael Elder after a 6-2 defeat to Solway Sharks in the playoff semi-final, a game that we didn't actually think we'd get to at certain points during the season. Mikey, it was a hard game, scrappy, didn't really get going, all credit to the Sharks.
Absolutely, yeah, they're the league champions for a reason. We knew it was going to be tough coming today, everyone wrote us off, but we were here on merit. And we had nothing to lose going out there, but all credit goes to the Sharks. They shut us down at every opportunity. They didn't really let us get going, and it was just a tough night overall.
Well, we were kind of hanging on in that first period. Just been speaking to Steve Foster, and we both agreed that possibly the Sharks should have been a little bit further ahead at the end of that first period. But to be fair, we hung on, we got that first goal back, and then we got another goal in the second just to keep us in the game, but then they killed us off at the beginning of the third, and there was no real coming back from that.
Yeah, I mean the first period it was a bit end to end in terms of momentum. Like you said, they had a they had a 10-minute spell where it was relentless, and we were under a lot of pressure. And then towards the end of the first, we got that goal, and the start of the second, and I thought we had some good chances, and we had got a lot of sway of the game, to be honest. But like you say, Solway, and they've proved it time and time again this season. They're a well-drilled team, and they were ruthless in the third period. Any opportunity we gave them, they just put it away, and it kind of killed the game off. We were chasing from there, and we just couldn't get back into it.
Shout out to the fans that have travelled down here today. The fans have been awesome all season, really. They've really bought into this, what we were trying to do as a team, to build, to get the squad together with juniors and experienced players gelling. They really bought into that, and they've been with us all season, and today they've been awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I said that last week on an interview, that the home games this season have been unbelievable in terms of atmosphere, and it was no different here tonight. Coming away at the playoff weekend, again, they might not have expected us to be there, but the atmosphere was unbelievable tonight, and we owe them a lot. It was great to see so many fans down here.
Well, that is our last game of the season. We now look ahead to next season. We try and hang on to everybody that we've got. Obviously, there is the temptation for some guys to go elsewhere, to move up. And certainly some of the juniors that we've got may well look to move up. But if we can hang on to the squad that we've got, we've kind of set an expectation now. We've done so well this year. Where can this team go?
Absolutely, yeah. There is a lot of hard work that goes on from the top to bottom of the club over the summer. Like you say, to hang on to these players, we've got to make Billingham a place that people want to come and play. And I think that we've proved this weekend especially, and we've set the bar high. Like you say, we finished sixth in the league, but we made it the playoff finals. We've got to be looking the same or higher again next year. And I think the way the guys have played this year, it's only experience. So we're only looking up from here.
I've just asked Sam Foster the same question, and I'll ask the same to you. From myself, from a personal point of view, it's been a fantastic season. It's been so enjoyable to watch. But what's it been like for you, the captain?
Been proud, to be honest with you. And I said that to the guys in there, from top to bottom. I've just been proud of every single one of them. We've overachieved. It's been hard at times. But since Christmas, and the form shows that we've been one of the best teams in the league since Christmas. And I'm just so proud of every single player in that room.
Well, I'll add my word then, say from a fan's point of view, we're all massively proud as well. I want to thank you guys for the entertainment you put on this season, and let's go again in September.
Absolutely, let's do it all over again.
With head coach Sam Foster. Well, we knew we were coming up against the league champions, but all in all, quite a messy, scrappy game, and at the end of the day, possibly Solway just a little bit more clinical in front of net?
Yeah, Solway could. I mean, they came out meaning business right from the beginning. The first period was rough for us. They created a lot of chances, a lot of odd man rushes. Our defence were maybe pinching in a little bit too much. Our high man wasn't there to kind of support them. And, you know, they could have got a few more, if we're being honest. And they're a good team, you know, from top to bottom, they're a good team. Any young ones coming in, they all know the systems, they all know the programme. And every single, you know, like you say, they've got the benchmark for this year for our league. You know, they're very good and, like you say, very clinical.
As you say, they possibly could have had a few more towards the end of that first period, but we did hang on to their coattails, and we managed to come out at the end of the second, just that two-goal deficit, but then they came out hard in the third and made sure they put that game to bed.
Yeah, we spoke at the end of the second and just we changed a couple of things there just to try and make sure they didn't get as many chances in the areas, and that seemed to work. a 1-1 period in that second, in the second day, that was good for us. We just wanted to be in with the shout going into the third. But like you say, they came out good in the third and they just kind of turned the screw on us.
All in all, though, certainly from the stands, it looked like quite a messy game, quite scrappy. Not a lot of quality on show. I don't know whether that's to do with the ice surface here or unfamiliarity with the rink. It is new to a lot of people, but it did seem to be quite a scrappy game.
Yeah, I mean, if you look how many passes were put together, and but that's, I think, because the players are just trying to give it their all. Sometimes the quality might go down a little bit, and but there was lots of turnovers, both ends, you know, people just trying to get the best and put the sticks in, and sometimes it doesn't make for good hockey for watching them free flowing. But for us, that's probably better. We don't want to be playing free flowing against Solway, because they're very good, they're clinical. They all know where they're going, they open up very well. So a little bit of a scrappy game was playing into our hands for part of that. But like you say, the third period, that's just, it kind of killed us off there.
Expected us to be here in the first place, and certainly nobody expected us to win this game today. How do you sum up this season? Because just speaking from a personal point of view, this is possibly one of the most enjoyable seasons I've watched since the Stars won the league and playoff double, and that's a long time ago. So just from a fan in the stands, this has been a really fantastic season. How's it been from the bench?
And from the bench, obviously, sometimes it's hard because you want to get wins all of the time. But everybody knew it was a development year, and everybody wrote us off before we began. So that just kind of, you get the bit between your teeth when that happens, and people just don't expect anything from you. And I think we've spoken recently about how many wins we've got this year. We were told we weren't going to get any wins, we were going to be rubbish, we were going to be bottom of the league, we wouldn't do anything. And the boys have literally played the heart out all year, which is, when you see from a fan's perspective and a coach's perspective, they give it 100% every night. You can't ask for more than us. We can't make them into the players, like, let's say, Solway. You've got so many senior players that are very, very good and been around the block for years, and they're not going to get that overnight. But what they have done is to progress from the beginning of the season to now. And that's something that, you know, we set the benchmark last Saturday when we played against Widnes of Bourne. That's where we, like, if we can get to that level every week, we're going to be there and thereabouts in the future. These younger ones are going to be another year older come next year, and it's fun to work with them. The unitedness of the team is, that's one of the special things about them. That, you know, we've got beaten quite a few games in a row early doors, but they never gave up. They all give it their all, they're all having fun together, and they all want to progress for each other. So that's the pleasing side of us. Hopefully everybody will want to be back next year, and then we can build and improve from there.
Well, you've just mentioned that about keeping everybody together, and hopefully everybody will be back next year. You've kind of set an expectation now, though. We have seen a lot more from these guys than we expected. How are you going to build on that expectation?
Well, we've got to do it. Rob and I have been speaking, and we're talking about we've got to get them gelled even better than what they are now, so that at least they know where they're at, and even more players that they can do. So at least it's not that, well, where's my line mate, that you should already know where he's going, or when we're coming back in our defensive zone. So there's stuff like that we can work on. But the boys need to come back ready to play next year, because that's not going to happen. You know, everybody's got to come back in shape, and then we've just got to get to it straight away. We'll work as hard as we can, look to improve, as all the other teams are going to look to improve as well, because Solway are the ones right up there, and so far a lot of people can't really touch them. You know, you look at Whitney, we're going to be the win everything this year. Who knows what they'll do this weekend, but they haven't really, when they played against Solway, had their number. And, you know, that's where we want to be in the future. You know, next year, a few years, then hopefully we'll be there and thereabouts.
Well, this is our final game of the season. it's been an absolute pleasure from a personal point of view watching the guys all season. Just as a final word, I'd just like you to sum up your season.
Yeah, I mean, it's been enjoyable. I coach because I enjoy it, and you know, the boys have been good, the boys have been supportive, and that's all you want. Everybody wants to develop, and that's what's great. The fan support, look at how many came down today, the supporters down here as well. All the boys appreciate that support, and all the home support we've had all the year, as well as obviously there's quite a number of you who would come on the away trips as well. So we thank you all for that support. Hopefully, like, they've enjoyed it just like yourself, and we can do you proud.